The United Nations Security Council began to tackle some of the thorny legal questions relating to post-war Iraq today. The Bush administration wants UN sanctions lifted now that Saddam Hussein has been toppled. The trouble is, under UN resolutions, inspectors must first declare Iraq free of weapons of mass destruction. France proposed a halfway measure today to suspend some sanctions for now. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration says the UN must not perpetuate old rules and sanctions that were meant to keep Saddam Hussein in check, but lifting sanctions entirely would push the UN out of the picture. So as Security Council members grope for a role, French Ambassador Jean-Marc de la Sablière had one proposal today. He suggested that the UN could suspend sanctions on civilian goods while continuing, at least in the short term, to use Iraqi oil revenue to meet the humanitarian needs of the country.
We could suspend the sanction. And we suspend the sanction and adjust the All for Food program with the idea of a phasing out.
Russia's ambassador, Sergei Lavrov, said his country, which has an economic interest in keeping the Oil for Food program, would consider this. But he's still insisting that before sanctions are lifted, Iraq must be declared free of weapons of mass destruction by UN inspectors from UNMOVIC and the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Professionally, there is no other entities in the world, I believe, apart from UNMOVIC and IAEA, who have the expertise to handle all four files on a universal basis, nuclear, biological, chemical, and the missiles.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Negroponte, argued otherwise, that the U.S. and its allies can do the job.
For the time being and for the foreseeable future, we visualize that as being a coalition activity.
Negroponte said he told the council that U.S. forces will secure suspect sites and interview scientists. The Bush administration has been recruiting former and current U.N. weapons inspectors to help. Many U.S. officials have expressed frustration with the chief U.N. weapons inspector Hans Blix, saying he wasn't aggressive enough. Blix, who addressed the U.N. Security Council today, counters that he had to deal with shaky intelligence.
That there were shortcomings is clear. And that refers not only to the intelligence from the U.S. side, but from around the world. Out of the many sites that were given to us by intelligence and which we visited, only in a few instances did we find anything and nothing related to weapons of mass destruction.
In an earlier interview with the BBC, Blix also questioned some of the intelligence that Secretary of State Colin Powell presented to the Security Council when the U.S. was trying to win support for war. Blix cited the forged contract that suggested Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Niger.
When the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, got the contract, they had no great difficulty in finding out that this was a fake, falsified simply. And I think that's very, very disturbing. Who falsifies this? And is it not disturbing that the intelligence agents that should have all the technical means at their disposal did not discover that this was falsified?
Blix now says that it is, as he put it, conspicuous that the U.S. has not stumbled upon any illicit weapons in Iraq. He has argued that his team would lend legitimacy to the search and is ready and willing to return if the Security Council asks. But the Bush administration sees no need, arguing the situation has changed in Iraq. As Ambassador Negroponte suggested, Iraqi scientists can now speak more freely without fear of retribution from a regime that has been toppled. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.